dead branches are removed, and those that remain adhere to the vine. They become stronger and contribute to the health of the whole vine. But ouch, who wants to be pruned? And what needs to be pruned? Well, anything that keeps us away from the vine, away from Jesus, may be pruned. This list, for me, can get very long very quickly. God can prune away my pride, my self-righteousness, my covetousness. God can prune away my anger, my addiction, my greed. God can prune me away from unhealthy relationships, gossip, and slander. Sometimes the pruning can hurt, and we may not bear more fruit right away. So how do we stay close to God while we're being pruned? The secret to a healthy branch that bears a lot of fruit is its attachment to the vine. In Jesus's allegory, this attachment is the relationship between Jesus and his community. And this is expressed by the second word, abiding. Now the word abiding sounds kind of old-fashioned, like lace doilies and Victorian furniture. But the word abiding means to stay with, to remain with, to endure, to live in. This word appears 9 times in verses 1 through 8 alone, and 40 times throughout the whole Gospel of John. This word abide means loyalty or deep attachment to Jesus and to God. As long as we abide in Jesus, his strength becomes ours. As soon as we distance ourselves from him, our strength begins to drain away. We are tempted to believe otherwise. Our life gets swallowed up in other priorities. It's easy to put out the branches of other priorities that lead us away from the vine. How close we are to the vine is revealed by how we set these priorities, or how we allow these priorities to set themselves. It's all too easy to make other priorities our abiding places. But Jesus says, abide in me, remain in me, live in me, keep close to me. How do we abide in Jesus? What must we do? Well, there's at least 3 practices that help keep us close to Jesus. First, be in service to God through public worship and support of the church. Second, be in service to others, in particular, service to those in need. And third, be in service to ourselves through personal prayer, devotions, and reading scripture. Like all vines, our branches need water. And where does this water come from? Zola knows. Look over there. All of the vines around the font are a reminder that the water for our branches, the water that nourishes up and keeps us close to Jesus, is the water of our baptism. Our baptism feeds the roots of our faith, watering us with the grace of God every single day. It's late at night. Jesus has given his disciples gracious, life-giving words, even as he faces his own death. He's been preparing his disciples for years to take this step without him. Let's imagine again what Jesus might have seen as he looked into the eyes of his disciples now. Maybe hope, courage. And imagine what the disciples saw in the eyes of Jesus. Love, a love that nourished them as branches on the vine. A love that abides with them forever. A love that nourishes us today. So, dear church, come to the table and be a part of the vine. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.